Broadcasting live from the San Diego Marriott Marquis and Marina, it's CEO Exclusive. Now here's your hosts, Mark Borelli and Soini Koch.
We have Chad Neely with us from EST North America. Is that correct, Chad?
It's ESET North America.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Can't read in the dark.
Well, it happens.
Yeah. And so ESET specializes in cybersecurity, which is a very hot and important topic these days. So tell us a little bit about what are the trends in cybersecurity that you think middle market CEOs need to know?
One of the trends that we see going on a lot right now in particular is the ransomware trend, where literally the cyber criminals are implanting malware on systems, locking you out of your systems, and then holding a ransom to open those systems back up and get your business back online. We're seeing it a lot more at the high-level enterprise, particularly in healthcare, literally shutting down hospitals and holding them for ransom. And when you think about for the small, medium business owner, if you're a $20 million company, that's $80,000 a day on a 250 business day a year. The fact of the matter is the low-level cyber criminals that are deploying this ransomware from, you know, remote locations, possibly in Eastern Europe or maybe South America or maybe Africa or even here in North America, they can hold you hostage, ask you for $1,000, and that's a pretty low threshold. So, you know, if they do that on a massive scale and target a number of $20 million companies, for instance, you know, and 40 of those companies succumb just to get their business back online, you know, what's the implication of that?
You know, it's interesting you brought that up because it seems to be a trend I've heard like five times in the last 2 weeks, the ransomware at least, and that my personal opinion from what I'm hearing it, but I think talking to, this is chair talking to my members and my clients, is they are not aware of this. This message is not, they're not down to their level, that they are so vulnerable.
Yeah, and I think it's really got to become a conversation at the board level, at the C-level, very much as to what our security posture is in the organization, whether you're a $10 million organization, $5 million organization, or $1 billion organization. Security is critical. With the Internet of Things and the proliferation of technologies going online, data going online, we're more vulnerable than ever. And you really have to have a strong security posture and security policy and security strategy to implement to protect your business.
And so as you think about the implications for middle market companies, a lot of middle market companies are just really still focused on making payroll and getting that next big customer. I think I would love to hear your idea on the thesis for why this is a C-level issue, you know, even for mid-market companies. And then some thought on how the C-suite in a middle market company can think about the amount of resources to deploy to deal with the issue, given that as Mark said, it's really not on their minds.
Sure. So a number of middle market companies might be outsourcing their entire IT infrastructure, their entire IT organization, or moving to the cloud. You hear a lot of that. The fact of the matter is that if we're not taking security into mind as we're making these decisions, there are a number of studies out there that point to the fact that 6 out of 10 companies that suffer a breach are literally out of business 365 days after that breach. It's a very litigious environment, as we all know. So we have to be worried about how data is being proliferated, how data is moving within our internal structure. And if we're doing stuff on the cloud, how is it moving to the cloud? How is it protected between our environment and the cloud? And I get it. A lot of small, medium businesses are just, like you say, trying to figure out how to make payroll and how do we make this a conversation between the, for instance, the CFO, the CTO, and the CEO on a regular basis. What is our security posture? How are we protecting our network? What's behind the firewall and critical to our organization? And what are we outsourcing to the cloud, or what are we outsourcing to a third-party vendor? Are those third-party vendors protected? Have they gone through all the right steps to ensure if we're taking services from them, are they fully protected? And these are the kind of questions that really should be happening when you're negotiating the contract for services. You know, what is your security posture? Show me a diagram of how you're protecting data, how data flows through from our company to your cloud, for instance, and what are we going to do? What certificates are we going to put in place? What technologies are we going to put in place to protect endpoints, servers, data in the cloud? All those kinds of conversations actually need to start happening at a higher level, especially in the smaller companies.
I think the question I'd have for you along those lines, again, because the smaller companies are not aware of it, but there's kind of a discussion as well, is this whole issue of ransomware a bit like being hacked? It's just a matter of when, not if. And if that's the case, you know, how are they going to, how, you know, you talk about protecting it, but we've all heard the old thing that people just leave out USB drives with malware on them in the hope somebody picks them up and uses them because, hey, it was a free USB drive. And, you know, how else? Easiest way, it's the human error that leads to the problem, often not the systems that are in place.
Absolutely. So in our industry, oftentimes we talk about 7 layers of the network, and that's the infrastructure and protecting each layer on the network. Well, we also have a term in the industry called the 8th layer of the network, which is the human being, right? And the human being is the easiest target. So I think another avenue that CEOs, CTOs, especially in smaller organizations, less than 50, it's really about educating your employees on these things, what to look for, what behaviors not to do. So educating employees and then, you know, really having a conversation about your security posture and what you're doing to protect your environment, your assets, all critical conversations that need to happen. 15 minutes of basic education to your employees, it could save you, you know, business ruin. Mm.
And so as you think about this kind of war, the cyber war, right? How would you describe what the fronts are and kind of put it in context for somebody who's listening to this show? Because I think I hear about this war and I don't even know what that really means.
Right. So I think the term cyber war gets thrown around a little bit. You know, that speaks to nation states and how they're leveraging technologies to, you know, perform espionage and
that, you know, does happen though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It does happen. I think to your point, to bring context to the small, medium business owner, you know, I think you really have to be more vigilant against the lower level, or I wouldn't even call it lower level, but the cyber crime element and you know, the cyber crime network that's happening out there. And really, you know, if you're a company that's developing new technologies or new sciences or stuff in the genome, you have a lot of intellectual property that you're protecting or that's at risk, right? And where we have to be a little concerned on that level is, you know, nation states that, you know, may be looking in and maybe doing some corporate espionage, right? Or even your competitor then might be a little more unscrupulous and is trying to do some corporate espionage and finds the keys to the kingdom, so to speak. And if they can produce it faster, better, lighter, cheaper, then they've won competitive advantage in the market space. So, you know, again, to CEOs and CTOs that are running pure startups, these are things that you need to be thinking about, things to worry about.
So what are your, final question here. What are your top 3 recommendations? Somebody listening to this is already overwhelmed, right? Like CEOs are just completely overwhelmed with stuff. What are your top 3 like actionable recommendations that you think that they can really do to start to get the handle on this, on their cybersecurity?
Okay, so recommendation number 1, have the conversation. Whether you have a board, whether you have a small executive team, have the conversation and make it part of the regular, you know, meeting until you really understand how your network is structured, how you're protected, what your security posture is. If you're leveraging third-party vendors, make sure that that's part of the conversation when you're negotiating those contracts, when you're procuring services. Make sure that security is built in by design. Start having the conversation. That's recommendation number 1. Recommendation number 2, get your people, everybody downstream, involved and educated on just the basics of cyber hygiene. We see a lot of spear phishing attacks, which are targeted. they might be looking for someone like me, for instance, to try and exploit me to get the keys to the kingdom, you know, within my environment. And then you'll see broader, what we call phishing attacks on, you know, the line level workers, which is, hey, we're going to send this blanket email to everybody and we're going to hope that someone that's not real savvy clicks on this link, which will ultimately deploy some malware onto the system, which now gives me the keys to the back door. I can now see everything that's going on, and I can start to exploit your network or your technologies. So that's number two. And number three is put basic cyber hygiene practices into place and mandate it as such. You know, a lot of people will say, it seems like overkill. But in reality, like I said, 6 out of 10 businesses that have a breach event are out of business 365 days later. So it is critical, and it needs to be part of the dialogue at the big table.
Thank you so much for being here, Chad.
You got it. Happy to do it.
Thank you, Chad.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.